and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 8/2/2019. It's a live Friday night show. And oh, I'll tell you, every time I read what the FBI says they're getting ready to do, and all the different things, and all of this surveillance, and all of these items, then I go right now, and the Lord directed me. I said, Lord Jesus, I said, tell me which scripture to go to tonight. And he said, you got to go to Luke 21, all right? Go to Luke 21. Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name and saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth of wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. And then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them that are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereunto. For these be the days of vengeance, that on that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days, for there shall be a great distress in the land and wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees, and when they now shoot forth, ye see, know of yourselves, own selves, that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Let's just repeat that. For as a snare it shall come upon all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Now that's very interesting. That does not say that you're going to get a leather lazy boy with an extra six-pack under the back, under the arm, see, so you can, of Coca-Cola, of course, or something like that, and then you're just going to sit there in your ascension robe and watch it all. Let's see what red letters have to say, what Lord Jesus has to say. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Are you dwelling on the face of the whole earth? Well, watch ye therefore and pray always, yet ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things, and shall come to pass, that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So he's telling you earlier not to get so caught up in all of the day-to-day. You've got to be praying always and watching, you see. Because we're in the summertime right now, are we not? And then how do we look upon this when, who's going to betray you? Stop what you're doing right now. Right now. Yeah, you put the skillet down. Put the fork down just one time. If you're drinking or playing a stupid game, stop that. If you're on the text, stop that. Verse 16, Luke 21. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, how does that happen, ladies and gentlemen? How can that be? Because in verse 19, the Lord Jesus tells you in his red letter edition here, in your patience possess ye your souls. Don't give them up. Stand against evil. Stand up on them. Protect your family. Protect your home. Sell a cloak and buy a sword. Get ready for what's getting ready to come on this thing here. And I tell you what. What's a coming? All kind of stuff. FBI wants to track social media for criminals and terrorists before they act. Oh yeah, they had their little MK Ultra again, didn't they? And I am sorry for those that are killed, but I'm going to tell you. FBI, you want to investigate something? Go back to MK Ultra, MK Naomi, MK Artichoke, all of the different things, Monarch Programming, and go into your CIA and then just shoot an arrow wherever you want to, in the middle of DARPA or wherever it is, and then investigate it. You got 99 out of 100 good FBI agents or blah, 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 blah. Then start investigating the crooks, the criminals, the evil Luciferian scum and minions at the top slots of the doggone United States government, military and intelligence committee, and even in your own FBI, your ATF, and your DOJ yourself, before you come out one time against the American people. And I would also just point out to you, FBI, you already have the ability to ask the NSA for everything you want. Did you not see the movie Snowden, where you know that illegally and in violation of the law that the NSA was scooping up first fruits, and that they have every single communication, telephonic, cell phone, sat phone, computer, Wi-Fi, this, that, the other, landline, telephone booth, shortwave radio, ham radio, walkie-talkie, they vacuum it all up. Emails, messengers, you know, instant messenger, all that kind of stuff, every photograph on way back, every photograph from the newspaper, from Instagram, from Facebook, from whatever book you're on, all of it's in the database. William Binney told you that, and William Binney created the system where it would have focused on terrorism and focused on the bad people instead of mass collection. So FBI, all you're telling you want here now, you say it's critical to obtain a service which will allow the FBI to identify relevant information from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and other social media in a timely fashion. Well, why don't you just get your AI to predict different people are going to kill somebody? Why don't you just investigate your own MKUltra type programs within your own intelligence world and government? And why don't you go in and look at them and hire the Red Chinese, who are your buddies, apparently, hire the Red Chinese to get Google to steal the information out of the files to see who the MKUltra personnel that you mind control are. And then why don't you then just send cartel hitmen or MS-13 and just kill them all? If you guys want to be the Nazis that you are now and that your leadership has been, then go ahead and be the Nazis, okay? And see when the true Americans rise up and throw you off, because you know what? Here's the law of the land, the Declaration of Independence, the first law, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Well, Hawk, President Trump's the president. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Did we have an omen? We had, and I'm sorry to say, Saoirse Kennedy died some kind of way on the Kennedy estate yesterday. Is that an omen of the future? Is it another tragedy of the Kennedy family that foretells what is getting ready to happen with America? I pray not. But, you know, the third person in the line of succession is the Speaker of the House. Well, who's the third person in the line of succession? Who's the Speaker of the House? Well, the Speaker of the House had a father, allegedly, that was a alleged made guy under, what was his name? Vito Genovese or one of those? And that although it was in politics, that allegedly at some point in time, there may have been a little playing around with the old heroin or some kind of a drug relationship or allowing it to come in through the old coastline and up the Patasco Sound, you know? So, who is the Speaker of the House? Miss Lubrack of 1959. Miss Lubrack of 1959. Nancy Pelosi. So even her daughter says if you cross her, it was sort of like the Schumer thing. She got six ways from Sunday and then tell people to get you. Well, her daughter says if you cross Nancy, she's going to come for you. All right. And I'm going to say this. They're all talking about how they're going to take Texas and win down there. And I'm going to tell you, you can bring in enough. You can bring in enough and Lithuanians. Or, let's see. Enough Tutsis to make the Hutus be crazy. All right. You can bring in enough red Chinese to where you could vote Xi Jinping to be governor of California. Folks, we've already got at least a minimum of 60 million illegal aliens in the United States, and I guarantee you, probably 40% vote. You can vote anywhere they have a driver's license that they let you have in order to make it safer on the highways. But this thing is getting ready to go, and I wish that somebody would say, in Texas, if you vote, somebody should take a billboard up. Oil people, one of you guys, one of you rich old boys, you know, down there, who's got more cattle than hat. Put up a bulletin board in every single place you can and say, if you vote Democratic, they are going to take your guns, okay? Because communists and always take your guns. But they're going to have guns, and then they're going to kill you, and they're going to take your families. They're going to take your money. They're going to take your land. They're going to take your ranch. They're going to take your farm. They're going to take your cattle. They're going to take your horses. They're going to take your choke and puke, your beer joint, your drive-in theater, whatever it might be. Your Deep Ellum, your universities, and they're going to take them from you. And if you're Christian, and if you're a veteran, and boy, if you're white and a Christian and a veteran, then you and a man, of course, because they're going to pay for the women to fill up the needs of the Red Chinese military, you see. Now, where are they at? Well, there's some that I tracked a while back. You remember when Brother Quayle had a trucker, told him that they were, he was driving one, I believe, one of them white, all-white rigs. And you truckers out there know what I'm talking about from back in the 90s and what have you, where they were white cabs and white trailers, and they had special plates and all that kind of stuff, and these things used to be usually in a convoy of two or three. It could be one or two, but usually two or three. And they would go, and then they would then turn into places like Hunt Midwest in Kansas City or down there by Carthage, Missouri, just outside of Joplin, where they would go in there and pull into them undergrounds and keep unloading food and all that. Well, one of those kind of guys, you see, told Brother Quail back a number of years ago about the Red Chinese that were down in Texas or down in Mexico in new housing development because he drove a trailer full of groceries on more than one occasion across the border into Mexico and drove it, and they unloaded it down there for all of the Red Chinese who were living in brand new kind of homes in subdivision. And then I had a real good friend, an old captain from the old days of Texas with a family pedigree to match. And I said, "Old captain, do you know anybody that could go down there and take a look and find them Red Chinese, you know, down below the borderline?" He said, "I just might." So he got him an old hand that was from down in there, who had family down in there. The guy went down through the Los Montanas and through the back roads and the mountains and what have you, you know, in the old pick-em-up truck, and he just went on down there, and he's come to a checkpoint. Mexican Federale and military on the checkpoint, and beyond that he could see, which he had never seen before, he couldn't get into it, but he could see these three-bedroom, two-bath, four-bedroom type homes, carports, all fancy-dancy, brand-new streets, a whole subdivision of them. And that reporter, they was Chinese military. Now, that's at the point where the Puerto Lázaro Cárdenas, you see, which is where the old Kansas City Southern Rail Line really ends up, is down there in Mexico. And back then they was a building the I-35 was going to have the, you know, I-35 corridor would be the international corridor and duty free, and the Chinese would bring all this stuff in and that and the other, and dope could flow and everything would just be hunky dory, and they'd have giant truck lanes, you know, parallel to I-35, where the trucks could run and the Peterbilts could run 100 mile an hour, you know. And then I-35, the old Kansas City Southern, would parallel that and run on up to the free port of Kansas City. You remember all that stuff that old Hawk used to talk about? Well, we did find them down there. And I remember back then, there was a guy named Xi Jinping, who was giving a speech down in Mexico City, somewhere in a hotel in the Zona Rosa, you know. And he was giving the speech, and he was talking in Spanish, but I remembered having somebody translating some of that for me. And I knew some of the Spanish, but not all of it. And basically what he said to the Mexicans, old Xi Jinping, before he was prime minister or the head of the honcho of the Red Chinese Commie Party and corporation, well, the thing is, he told the Mexicans way back then, "Aren't you a little tired of Uncle Sam telling you what to do? Join with us, you see. Become part of our thing, and we'll transship through your deal." And then I was just thinking about this a little bit ago. China's supposed to stop fentanyl, you know? And I was sitting here looking, you know, as I was waiting for the show to come on, and I'm looking at the American Mirror story, the Border War Cartel enforcers brandish anti-aircraft guns, military body armor in shock, hostage video. A new video posted to YouTube is offering an eye-opening look at the folks who truly control the U.S.-Mexico border. And there's some bad hombres. These sicarios are the gente nueva, the new peoples, you see. Intelligence consultant Jason Jones posted to Twitter. Focus on the helmets, the belt bed weapons, the 50 cal rifle, the body armor. These Sicarios are wearing Gente Nueva. Operates in the city of Juarez across from El Paso. Well, who do you think sold all them, Jason, to all them people? It was Barack Hussein Obama's administration running fast and furious through Attorney General Holder, who sold all the weapons down below the borderline for the big money. And the ones they couldn't get from them, they get from the Red Chinese. So FBI, you want to go investigate something? Why don't you go down there and investigate that? You know, I remember that there was a Border Patrol agent got killed, you know, with some of the Fast and Furious guns. But nothing ever happened to Holder, who sent him on down there. So now you ain't going to do nothing to Comey? Well, then I basically called what Barr was going to do. And I tell you what, I heard last night, Sarah Carter, a tremendous journalist. She's on Fox News. I believe she's on Hannity or something. And Sarah Carter and John Solomon and Greg Jarrett, with a couple others, have been the people that broke almost all of the top parts of the stories about the FBI, DOJ, CIA, DNI attempt at a coup d'etat against President Trump. Is a coup d'etat a crime? Are you then not at the top of the food chain there, FBI? Are your people who are the bastards and bitches in charge of all of that, are they not domestic terrorists and in traitors to the Constitution to try to throw out and to investigate and destroy by a soft coup President Trump, who was voted for by enough people that the election was not even close in terms of the electoral vote? Are you not the ones who are then domestic terrorists? Is your leadership not who are domestic terrorists and coup d'etat experts, you see? You gonna let all of them go? So you can then, they'll tell you to turn on the American people and have old perfectly coiffed Ray Ray and Bodie, I hope he's still got his Malibu hair with the gel, you know? And we've already got Rebecca saying it wasn't the Russians. Rebecca was Comey's number two, chief of staff, and under oath, them powerful thing, them subpoenas, ain't they? Rebecca said it was Seth Rich who gave the DNC emails up to WikiLeaks, not the Russians. It was Hillary Clinton. Actually, it was the Bush family, allegedly. Allegedly, it was Jeb Bush who may have started out the deal with the Fusion GPS and the Steele dossier. Because you remember when Poppy Bush was at the debate in Houston, and Trump wiped the floor with old sleepy Jeb, remember? Low energy Jeb. And you remember seeing Poppy Bush in his wheelchair down on the floor? I can remember seeing the shot, camera shot of it, and he took and put the throat cutting symbol where he takes his finger and puts it across his throat after Trump did that to Jeb. Well, then, you see, the Bush family and the Clinton family were buddied up under what? Under the Lucy Trail, the Luciferian stuff. Poppy Bush was the head of Centaur Rose and the other different two other operations that went along with that in Arkansas. Look it up. Look up Terry Reed's book. If you can get a hold of Terry Reed's book. I'm trying to see it right here. Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. Terry Reed. It could be out of print. See if they can get you one, or if there's one, a used one or something like that. Spy books, SPI books. Terry Reed, John Cummings are the authors. Compromise, Clinton, Bush, the CIA, and read that, and you'll understand a great deal of modern history. Another spy book, SPI book, Mafia, CIA, and George Bush, the untold story of America's greatest financial debacle, by a guy named Bruton. And then you can go to look at Sherman Skolnick's report. And you can find it up in there. I forget exactly where it's at, but it's, let me see if I can even tell you. I might even be able to tell you where it's at. If you've never read that or Skolnick's report, you'll just be blow your mind. You know what I mean? Here it is right here. Greenspan Skolnick's, Skolnick's report. Skolnick's report. And you can find it at www.apfn.org/Skolnick's report/Green Bribe. So Greenspan reportedly bribes and aids Bush in gold swindles, part two. And then what you find in this particular piece is quite a lot of information. And then you find also a senior Treasury official back then, where he's got documents, U.S. Treasury 1, U.S. Treasury 2, U.S. Treasury 3, 4, and 5. And in there, he's handwritten records by a senior official of the U.S. Treasury who was investigating accounts of the Bush family apparent criminality using Alan Greenspan's Federal Reserve Bank wire transfer notations as a summary. If you go look at those, and they're still up there, then you're going to see the number of banks where the Bush family allegedly had $54 billion just in bank accounts alone. $54 billion, late 80s. And there were called third-tier wealth, first-tier intel, third-tier wealth. Okay? So there's old Sherman Skolnick's report. And I will tell you, becomes the most interesting. But anyway, Sarah Carter, who is a real nice woman, she's a tough investigative reporter, but she's very nice. She's on Hannity a lot with John Solomon, and they've been breaking this story for a couple of years now. And she sounded like an old hawk last night. She said, Attorney General Barr, you're not going to prosecute Comey? What are you going to do? The American people will not stand for a two-tier justice system. They will never stand for it. So if you're not going to prosecute Comey or Brennan or Clapper or any of these guys, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Yates, you know, Orr, Mrs. Orr, Bland Simpson, Steele, Priest Tab, Halpern, and NSB ain't going to prosecute any of them, then to heck with you, because the American people are never going to trust you ever again. They will never trust the Attorney General, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the ATF, the DNI, the CIA, the DNS, and baka. Any of the EIEIOs ain't going to trust you ever again. And it's already like that. So does your AI now tell you that you're now massing surveillance balloons, primarily high-altitude balloons, promise a cheap surveillance platform? Is this your Project Loon? Is this your Project Loon? Is this your Project Loon? Because it ain't just about watching all the different ones on the television or the video. It's about you're going to scoop up all kind of stuff. But you're going to scoop it all up and you're going to give it to the local yokels to come and kill people, are you not? But you see, you also then say yesterday that if anybody believes that there's a conspiracy of the deep state to take out President Trump with a silent coup, well, then anybody believes that's a domestic terrorist. Well, I guess then number two guy to Comey, Rubicki, under oath, I guess he's a domestic terrorist. I guess when you then quote any of this stuff and Barr, by your definition, FBI, Barr believes there wasn't any predicate, you see? Well, then he's a domestic terrorist, you see? And then Sarah Carter and John Solomon and Hannity and this one and that one and Greg Jarrett and this one and that one and the other one, we're all domestic terrorists, I guess, now? Because your top slaughters are Luciferian scumbags who tried to destroy America and to institute a Luciferian communist government and to take out a duly elected President Trump who has done what? Boomed the job market, boomed the stock market. And no, it ain't perfect. But Romney and the goofballs couldn't do it. Late the loafers, Paul Ryan couldn't do it. Take the $20 million from Chinese father-in-law, you know, from that's on the board of the Red Chinese shipbuilding company that builds his Taiwanese ships. He couldn't do it. And now all you Republicans are getting chicken, you know what? And you're going to drop off the face of the earth because, oh boy, we're not going to be able to do it. And then, you know, the Koch brothers won't give me any money unless I go against Trump, you know, and people in my district kind of against him. And, oh, it looks like we're going to go to war. So maybe I ought to take my millions that I've collected up here in Washington, D.C., carve it up the jackpots and getting tipped up on all the stock trades and all the pieces of property that are right next to the interchange that's going to be put in 10 years from now and how you can then buy the property and the farms up on the Jeep and, you know, and then put your little shopping centers in and all that kind of stuff, right? So FBI and all this stuff, Pentagon testing mass surveillance balloons. Well, I'll tell you what, I guess then we got to get drones, don't we? Razor blade drones, huh? Maybe we need to put up our own King Kong and Godzilla and Superman balloons on wire tethers, you know? Maybe we ought to put them up over our towns and cities. And when you try to fly in them, we'll pop them up, you know, when you come in with your gunships and do that. Or maybe you're just going to have to kill us from space. Maybe you just have to do that, you piece of crap. But all I can tell you is this, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and the American people will stand, who are Christian, will stand against evil, and will stand against those that are going to come for them. Because they are Christians, because they are free Americans who speak freely, who worship freely, who write and talk freely and have the right to protest and to petition for right of grievance and the right to carry and bear arms, which shall not be infringed, you see? and you're already trying to destroy all of that. Well, then let's, you want to get froggy, then it's going to get froggy, ain't it? So you see, now you're already turning on the American people because you now are being found out. President was going to nominate Radcliffe, the congressman from Texas. And oh boy, he likes Trump. And they pitched a big fit because they're going to get investigated by the head of the DNI and is going to come for them and root out their scum and their traitorship and their treasoning, their treasonous acts. This is getting serious. And in the meantime, people, we got Philadelphia and Florida, you know, with massive hepatitis A outbreaks because of all the crap all over everything. Remember also San Diego. Three Mormon guys come down to go see a concert. They probably grabbed this, you know, stair rail to go up into the concert hall, you know, and San Diego, and they get hepatitis A off the stuff. You're going to keep bringing in millions and millions and millions, or just go ahead and be sanctuary. Florida just declared public health emergency over its ballooning hepatitis A cases. A lot of that is because of poop, you see, and all these homeless. And now you're going to have typhus already breaking out, I believe, in L.A., and they expect bubonic plague? While Pelosi, the, you know, Miss Lubrack in 1959, and Gavin, Swishy Wishy, and all the different Moonbeam and all of them run California. Huge economy, magnificent state. And why do you want to keep bringing in and bringing in and bringing in and bringing in and bringing in? And let every snakehead and coyote from here to wherever and every witch doctor to bring in somebody from the Cameroon, all right? And you're going to feed them Chinese fentanyl, you know? Why you take a cut of it coming up through the cartel? Because the cartel going to pay you good? And, oh, you know, somebody was telling me they got up on the internet flame-throwing drones now. Well, I don't advocate any of that. But I'm going to tell you, you have the right to keep and bear arms. You have the right that your forefathers in the Declaration of Independence gave you. That is your right. Oh, and now they're saying that the MK Ultra guy killed himself, apparently the coroner says, contradicting what the police say they killed him. Well, then that's the programming type to where then the cops come, he kills himself so he can't be questioned or his brain dissected, so to speak. Now we're hearing from down in Tejas a lot of these mass surveillance balloons and type things. There's a whole bunch of these old balloons that are being launched from the Del Rio sector, in Texas. And they're tethered usually about 500-600 yards off of Highway 90. Outside of Del Rio. So, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is fixing to get serious. And all of that. And I've told you about in the past how they already have the ability. Directed energy modulated command and control, cause and effect, electromagnetic multi-purpose device capable of affecting any electrical, electronic component of a quote-unquote system, i.e. that which runs, quote-unquote, a person a machine or component of same, and that there is an escalatory spiral with regards to these, very much concerned of such to do with the tit for tat that goes back and forth. I think the FAA-18, I think somebody had something like that and went tit for tat, but they could do it from the satellite. From the satellite. And they have opposing factions that are playing with it, you see. And oh, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep old Hawk on the air? And I hope you do. Any assistance most needed and wanted. Send me a card or letter if you enclose a little something in there, FRNs, medals, check, money order. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And hello to old 9th Street in Springfield, Illinois. Hello to a whole lot of people. Kearney, Nebraska, Beatrice, Dunlap, Iowa. God bless you all. Old Warren Soul Drive, buddy. Down there, he knows where he's at. I hope all is well in the new scenario. And old Mickey Lapua, you see. Mickey is just got new orders from General McCormick. Oh, you'll have to use the Cray Research computer for that one. But I'm going to tell you what, Mickey's on the optics. And he ain't going to let nothing come by his position or come even close. 1,300 yards. Bebop or rebop, you know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, I told you again last night. So FBI, I guess the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District outside of Queens, New York, I guess they are domestic terrorists, according to your new definition, because they made history by becoming the first legislative body in the country to support a new investigation into the events of 9/11, according to the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. So Franklin Square and Munson Fire District fire commissioners have called for new investigation into 9/11, claiming overwhelming evidence of pre-planted explosives caused the destruction of the three World Trade Center buildings. Pop, pop, squibs, you see. Thermite coatings. Strange painter crews that were in there prior to the event. And then you have the number two guy, or one of the comptroller, former comptroller of the Pentagon during that time period, who also owned a corporation, I believe, in either Maryland or Virginia, that was an expert at installing fly-by-wire, fly-by-wire type systems in aircraft, military and otherwise, military and civilian, you see. Dove Zakheim, Dove, D-O-E, Zakheim. And wasn't he the guy that lost $20 trillion or something out of the Pentagon? They can't find it after all these years. So I guess FBI, I guess the fire commissioners are, of those outside of Queens, I guess they're now, domestic terrorists. Just amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of black swans that are circling, if you know what I mean. And I don't like to use that so much because, of the swans at Lady Di's little island there, where they took out the Diana, you know. They took her out in the converse negative or evil side of Diana, called Hecate, you see. Deep down below the streets there, you know, in France. But then I guess you believe that's your domestic terrorist too. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be so crazy and so wild and so bad. And I would like for you to read Luke 21 again tonight and Matthew 24. And then read Matthew 25 to get the idea of preparedness. And the first preparation is that you should repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Take the deal. If you do that and you believe in him, you'll have everlasting life in heaven. In your patience ye possess ye your souls, he says. Man, that's the way to go. You backslid. I see you out there. I see you right out there right now. Yeah, you. You. Yeah, and then you over there, I see you. You backslid. Well, I know all about that. Because the Lord Jesus did not pick a milquetoast little Methodist or somebody like that, a little weasel boy to be his spokesman tonight. No! He picked a full-blown, red-blooded son of a buck who was a sinner and who still must repent because I ain't washed clean completely yet either. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you take the deal, he's going to scrub you up and clean you up. And he's going to grab you and he's going to put you into service where he needs you the most. Not necessarily where you want to go, but where he needs you the most to do what he has and requires of you. And what was the scripture saying? Pray ye that you'll be worthy enough, that you'll be able to get all through all of this stuff and stand before him at the end of it. Oh boy, I want to see that. The Lord tells you, he wants you endureth to the end. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24. So you'd better get food, water purification and filtration equipment, storage for water, firearms, and thousands of rounds of ammunition. Just take a look at them cartel boys. Well, those they say are on the border. In the United States, the FBI's own numbers from 10 years ago was there were 200,000 Mexican soldados of the cartels inside Estados Unidos in the United States already, running the drugs, doing this, killing that, investing the money, transporting the money back, all the different items of a major corporation. And they give cuts all the way up the line. All the way up the line in the government and in the, I bet they even had cuts going all the way up into Comey. Didn't he used to work for the big banking concern that got caught laundering drug money? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he did, didn't he? Back in the Colombian cartel days, the Medellin, before Army Hammer Strike got found and then made sure that they took out old Escobar. That back then, you see, I don't know if I should tell you that or not, you know? Well, back then there was a whole lot of money flowing. and it flowed into Miami, and it flowed into D.C. I'll tell you what, they even sent back then the guy who was the bald-headed guy, forget his name, he was the bald-headed guy that was in charge of the New York Stock Exchange, allegedly, I'll just say allegedly, that bald-headed guy back then who was in charge of the NYSC went down to Columbia to make sure and to tell them, allegedly, that they could launder all of the money in the New York Stock Exchange, allegedly, if they would just do it and figure out a way of bringing it back and putting it in there. And back during the day, you see, Adnan Khashoggi was a quote-unquote the richest man in the world back then. And I'm talking about from the Skolnick Report when Poppy Bush was worth $54 billion just in cash alone, allegedly, according to the documents handwritten by a senior Treasury official investigating. So Khashoggi had about $50 or $60 billion back then. Well, Poppy Bush just had in terms of cash or liquid assets in bank accounts, and I added it up a couple different times, $54 billion allegedly. Then wouldn't that really make him richer than Khashoggi, whose total assets were back then about $60 or $65 billion? Because it didn't include any of the real estate, the ranches, the you know, hundreds of thousands of hectares in Tres Puntas down in South America, along the old river in Paraguay where old Mengele used to live, you know, the family friend, you know, of the Schertzes, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus has given you what's coming, what the answer is. I suggest you stand up for the Lord, stand for your family, for your home, your Bill of Rights, and don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. This is no joke. Go to the Dairy Queen for 5 minutes, get you a hot fudge, and then go out and buy you some food or ammo or something tonight. May the mighty men and women of valor, may you use your high technology that you brought back from paradise, penance, and suffering that you didn't take out. Maybe you can enhance the fires in the Chica. Maybe it is time to go. Hey, sweet spot, you know?